Time now for your letters. First, a correction. NPR's Laura Seidel reported a piece last week about the old literary game of disguised identity, now finding a new life among anonymous internet users. Disguise is a plot device that dates back to Shakespeare, but Laura specifically mentioned Olivia in Twelfth Night. Uh-oh. Many of you set us straight. Viola is the real disguise artist of Twelfth Night. She survives a shipwreck and later assumes the identity of a man called Cesario. On July 29th, we heard a profile of Eric Monte, the former producer and TV writer. Mr. Monte became famous for the sitcom Good Times and the movie Coolie High, but faded from Hollywood and ended up in a homeless shelter. Near the end of the story, Mr. Monte said,
"I'm not sad about anything. I love life. I'm as happy as a sissy in Boys Town. My work ain't over."
Martin Evans of New York, New York, seemed to speak for many listeners. "In your otherwise wonderful story about Eric Monte, I think you strayed far, far beyond the bounds of fairness to the homosexual community by failing either to omit or challenge his homophobic reference. To air such a casual and unchallenged reference was shockingly unfair." Also last week, we talked with our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, about movies in which heat is a prominent feature. We couldn't possibly include all the movies that mention, depict, or are otherwise enhanced by heat, so many of you added your favorites. William Wallace of Matatuck, New York, writes, "How could you possibly have not mentioned Rear Window? My wife and I were astonished. My 22-month-old son even put down his Lego and asked, do these guys know anything about movies?" Yes, I'm not sure I believe this, but in any event, the next letter is from Kalpurna Krishnamurti from Portland, Oregon, who also pointed our attention to Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, which unfolds on the hottest day of the year. And Dana Lynn Terry of Ellsworth, Wisconsin, adds, "You missed The Long Hot Summer, one of my favorites. Would have been great to have heard a clip." So, Miss Terry, this one's for you. Orson Welles is the patriarch, Will Varner.
"Many sure is good to be alive this summer evening, yeah. Alive with friends and family and a big, healthy woman to love you. Oh, I like life, Minnie. Yeah. I like it so much, I might just live forever."
To write us, you can come to our website, pull down the tab that says Weekend Edition Saturday, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.